Yeah, I'm here if it's me you're looking for.
I know it's late. I just can't shut my mind off. Still, my body's on the verge of ceasing to function. I don't exclude hallucinations at this point. Anyway, don't worry, honey. Go back to bed. I'll eventually doze off somehow. It really has been a while since we last caught up, right? Ironic for two people sharing the same roof. In all honesty, there wasn't any zest left in me to also talk to you. I just get home, do the strictly necessary chores, and go to sleep. And then that's while you're already asleep. As far as the weekend's concerned, it feels like a reverse psychotic event. You're truly living it, but you don't feel like it's real. Can I hug you? When was the last time I hugged you? I can't remember. Can we keep on staying like this, please? I think I feel unsafe. No, not in your embrace. That's actually reassuring. I feel unsafe in this world, generally. I'm at the age where I'm the one taking care of my parents, not the other way around. In the moment in my life where studies no longer are a search for validation and the satisfaction of my curiosity, but a means of subsistence, I'm stressed that my health no longer is a guarantee. Which is why smoke kinda hits different right now. It used to adorn an intellectual musing, a heartfelt moment with a friend, the content after sex with connection. Now I smoke it out of pure habit and nostalgia for living, which is on its own ironic. I've reached the point where I know more about my friends through their Instagram stories rather than from catching up live. I overhear news about the world and I just shiver. Biden should be institutionalized, Macron is fetishistic, the UK is down the toilet, the EU begins to sound like utopia, Putin is either a clone, either nuts, Zelensky's become unpopular, communist Asia continues to prove inhumanity, post-communist Europe continues to fail the expectations of revolutionists, whatever goes on in Israel is just fucking unthinkable. And then there's no memory left in my brain to even record whatever's going on the rest of the globe. And amidst all of this, I sleep to function, eat to function, function in order to work so as to afford sleeping and eating. And I wake up in 2024. Yeah, it took me a little there to remember if it's 2023 or 2024, but yeah, it's 2024, we lit up candles and shit. I'm sorry for burdening you, baby. Especially since this is our first not small talk conversation in a really long time. I'm just overwhelmed. And too tired to be sad and cry or to be angry and hit something. I'm just functionalizing this gray state. I love you, you know. Even if I haven't said it in a long time. And even if it doesn't have a very vivid tone now, I never forget I love you. I just get flooded with information and drained of energy. Have I upset you? Are you okay? Can I give you a forehead kiss? Would you like us to go to bed? Okay, let me brush my teeth first. I have this stupid smoke smell. Yeah, it bugs me.
You don't have to leave, homie. I can go to bed and get cozy. through looking at me brushing my teeth has become unquantifiable for time spent together. Yusha Hekan. Okay, then, can we hold hands on our way to the bedroom, please? Thank you. And here we are. You comfy? Good. I'm getting thoughts again. Sorry. I was thinking that feelings and states are so arrogantly different from thoughts. I can just sit and have the feeling of grief or of joy or of anger come to me because I command it to or entice it. It comes when it wants, and more tragically, it goes whenever it pleases. I don't know if this is going to sound weird, but would you be okay to take off your shirt? I'd like us to cuddle as our chests are touching. Thank you, sweetie. Have you changed your feelings for me? Sorry for asking, but I've been rambling depressingly for the last I don't know how many painful minutes, and honestly I haven't included you much in all of it. Yet it's also like there's nothing to debate on, it's just, it is what it is. I'm going at it again, sorry. I apologize for neglecting you. You do not deserve that in any way, nor did I intend on doing it. I do love you. Let me make it up to you. Come here. What? Sorry. Are you okay? Are you mad? Upset? I'm sorry. I know I haven't performed in a long time and I knew it made you feel miserable and I just went at it and I'm so very sorry for practically jumping you. Do you despise me? I'm overthinking again, aren't I? You want to what? Make me feel again? Normally I would laugh at this phrasing, but judging by the circumstances, how? It's not like I can command myself to be mushy-feely. Okay, I'm up for taking cuddles as they come naturally. So, again, no necessary special ending, right? Are you sure you're okay with that? Okay. You want us to breathe together? Colder in, hotter out, right? Okay. I love you, baby. I forgot how much kindness lives in your gaze. Could I caress your cheek? You're so luminous. What's that? You feel close to me.
You are close to me. I get what you mean. I do too, baby. Some of the feeling of unsafe has faded. It's not weird that we're looking so much into each other's eyes, right? Okay, that's for the reassurance. I love you. Can I kiss you? Could I kiss you more? Be okay for you if I kept it slow? Thank you, love. I love you, sweetheart. I very much love you, and I'm sorry for not showing it to you in so much time. It feels so right to be holding you so tight. I asked you to take your shirt off because I feel connected to you this way in more than a... You get my point. Our skins pressed into each other, transferring warmth, echoing heartbeats. And in a weird way, I feel that my breast squishing on your chest makes me feel safe. Like you'd be carrying the weight too, taking something off of my chest. I really missed your Eskimo kisses. Yeah, you did manage to put a smile on my face, love. You smell like home, not in a bland way, but in a reassuring way. Can I nuzzle next to your neck? Thank you, honey. Are you comfortable? Me too. I miss the times when we had the time just to be, like just exist. You want to make me feel your fingers run through my hair? To have them push apart the individual strands. Very specific, but please, to go ahead. That sends chills over my spine, in a good way. Could I taste the smell of your neck? I'll be gentle, I promise. Thank you. If you'd think that animals score the easiest kills by throwing prey, and we allow people who see us in the most vulnerable states to kiss our necks. You know I don't want to hurt you, right? I trust you too, baby. Would you agree to us losing the pants as well? I know we don't have underwear beneath. I want to feel all of you and all of me. Are you comfortable with that? I adore the way in which we naturally tangle our legs once they're staring at each other bare. Don't avoid that. It's okay if your penis pushes into my tummy. I don't feel aggressed by it or anything. Come closer, it's okay. I like feeling you molding into me and looking into your eyes as I feel every inch of your front mirroring mine. Can I massage your back as we keep facing each other? Why are you pulling away? You're scared I'll push you into me and that you'll get even harder than your current state? Is that frustrating you? No, it's not pressuring, nor disgusting, nor... Baby, don't interpret your erection as it being the quintessence of what you're feeling now. It's not undermining the connection we're establishing, okay? I don't consider you a perv. Are you comfortable now that we talked? So, can I? I want to make you feel good and present in your body, this moment and this bliss of us just being together. Okay? Okay? Tell me if you're in any pain, maybe I can take it away, okay? I always loved your shoulders. And I love even more the sweet look you give me when I compliment you. Don't get shy. You deserve every cute thing told to you. Give me your forehead, honey. How about I sit leaning on the bed head and you lay your head in my lap? You won't squish me, honey. Don't worry, you rest. I'll sneak my hands underneath your back, about your lumbar region, and I'll press into you, bringing my hands towards me as I follow your spine. That's nice, isn't it? Relax and enjoy, baby. If I kept on kneading your shoulders from this position, it's easier for me to... Exactly. That felt divine, right? And from here, I can go do your neck better, just like this. Your scalp too. You have such a beautiful face, my love. Even upside down and squished by my massage, it looks and feels so marvelous. As I release your tension, I feel like you seep into me, like you add to me. I love you, Sherry. Can I come back down next to you and face you? Okay? You look at me in a way, I don't know, it's like you're undressing me just with your gaze. I feel close to you, love. I so very deeply enjoy running my fingers on your sides, tracing your contour. The excitement of climbing and descending the heels of your ribs. The passing of the plane of your abdomen. The spike of your hip. That sending shivers through your spine, honey. Are you enjoying yourself? I'm happy about that, sweetheart. Do you feel comfortable, love? Could I feel your more indecent parts? Would you like me to? You'd like me to perhaps trace with my index the shape of your pubis? To link your navel to your groin? Maybe to gently massage your inner thighs? Baby, can I kiss you? I love you so very much, beautiful soul. I love you with my mind, soul, and body. Someone's taken initiative. Your kisses leave electric imprints on my skin, honey. Baby, can I ask you something? Do you like my breasts? Are you sure? Sorry for being insecure. I felt safe enough to ask. I love you so very much and this moment seems somehow sacred. I'm emotional, sorry. Why are you holding my chin? I love and trust you so very much, honey. Could I go down on you, love? You enjoy watching me get on top of you? Ever so slightly brushing myself onto you? Pushing my breasts on your chest and continuing? Lower? Leaving a trail of on the way to. Would it be okay if you parted your legs for me a bit? I'll be gentle and won't do anything you wouldn't be comfortable with. I know you know since we've done this innumerable times already. Yet I don't know. Not... I don't know, now it feels different. It's as if your every move carries more depth. Allow me, darling, to kiss this. Lovely thighs of yours. Not forgetting to give some attention to the other, of course. Now I figured that your erection keeps from seeing my face. Although my guess is that you won't complain about the special treatment I'm about to give you. I love locking the root of your erection with my hand, letting your balls hanging between my index and thumb. Can I play with them? It doesn't mean that my hand is just standing there like a corpse. I enjoy massaging your erection from the inside. I also enjoy taking my other hand, spitting a bit on it, and massaging underneath your balls, relaxing that peritoneum. Does that feel nice? I'm really happy about that. I really enjoy taking your balls into my mouth and smoothing out your skin, making it velvety. Would it be okay if I sat in front of you? I'd part my legs and rest your knees on my thighs. You rest your knees on my thighs. It sounds complicated, although it's just raise your legs a bit so I can position myself like that. Okay, now rest your legs on mine. Are you comfortable? Good. You look very handsome. Yeah, that's partially a naughty smile. The other half is just enjoying seeing you like this with me. I love you, honey. I'll push my hands into your groin, describing a rhombus around your cock and balls, pressing into your pelvis. Great occasion for a little treat for your head. Let me get to know you better so that I could recreate you three-dimensionally in my mind. I love licking around and underneath your tip. It's as if I'm unfolding you. It's so fascinating and, in a way, empowering to watch how your veins engorge seemingly never more. I should go back to locking your base and balls and massaging underneath. Yeah, I'm going at it. Are you okay? Mm-hmm. You're enjoying my touches? Moan freely, honey. I love hearing you. Don't hold back. I want to milk you dry and swallow you. That's it. Come back down gently while I ever so slightly trace my fingers over you. That's it. From your ankles to your knees to your groin to your hips. Your chest, shoulders, down your arms, and back again. Can I come up and kiss you? You fell asleep there for a second, or two maybe. I love you, honey. Oh, baby, there's no need to worry about returning the favor. It wasn't really a favor, I just really wanted to take you in. I love you, baby. You really, really need to? Mm. You're kissing my neck is just fatal. Okay, okay. Do whatever comes to you. I trust you, love. Yeah, I'm getting doe eyes. Don't tease me about it. I feel shy, small and vulnerable. And I don't cross out the possibility of some tears. I love you, baby. And yeah, I'm nevertheless comfortable in trusting you. You want me to say what you're doing to me? Like, describe it. Okay. It sounds a bit like a game of charade. Okay, so you're kissing the entirety of my face, you goof. Take it, go on. Now, you're staring at my chest, then tracing around my nipples. You're smiley because they've hardened under your touch. I like it when you rest your head against my breast. I hope that the hardness of my nipples doesn't disturb your comfort. You're approaching them and gently kissing them. Can I make a request, Shiri? Can you suck them, please? My nipples got so sensitive because of your warm breath. I need you, please, can you? My hands cannot help but find their way over your back. I just want to hold you, press you into me. Wait, what are you doing? Why did you stop? Why are you moving down? I'm not scared. I'm just sensitive, sorry. Yeah, I'm okay. I love you. I can see you looking up at me. I like the way you run your tongue around in your mouth, making me anticipate. Please, may I have another request, my love? Please be gentle and take your time. You're coming up to my face and you start leaning. I love you too, baby. You're trailing your way down with bite-like kisses. It's like you're tasting the whole menu. You are near my pubis, where you let your head sit. I'm enjoying the warmth of your cheek on my belly. You're now laying next to me, pushing my hip into your chest, hugging me tight. You're gently bracing the insides of my thighs. I'm timidly parting my legs. You're looking away from me now, gazing at my mound. You're turning your gaze back to me and ask if I'm doing well. I'm okay, baby. I'm giving in to you. You're locking eyes with me as you continue hugging my thigh. You're pulling it towards you, opening me more. You're taking your other hand and you're tracing the forms of my vulva. That makes me both ticklish and aroused, my love. You look deep into my eyes as you gently cup my pussy. I feel like I'm engorging underneath the touch of your hand. You can go further, love. You're using your index to part my lips. You're chuckling a bit because I'm leaving wetness on your finger. You're gently unraveling my lips. You've reached my midline. You're uniting my clit and my opening with your up and down motion. You're now revealing my clit from its hood with the tip of your finger. You're circling its edges. You're gently holding it between your thumb and index. You're I'm losing myself in your eyes. Yeah, I can go on. Please do go on as well. You're caressing my clit between your fingers, and I'm feeling shivers down my spine. You're lifting your head off my belly and position your face between my legs. I guess my wetness is no longer a mystery, huh? I don't know why I'm getting shy. It feels like it's our first time. And the level of emotions and arousal is through the roof somehow. I love you too, honey. You're kissing my mound, my lips, my inner thighs, as you keep looking at me. You're kissing my clit. Your lips feel so pulpy and warm. You're taking your tongue out and circle around my yeah, I'm shaking. You're licking my lips, sucking them. You've reached my entrance. You can do whatever you please, baby. You're gliding around my opening, attempting to get it. Please penetrate me, my love. Yeah, I'm going at it. Are you okay? Mm. You're enjoying my touches? Moved freely, honey. I love hearing you. Come, don't hold back. I want to milk you dry and swallow you. That's it. Come back down gently while I ever so slightly trace my fingers over you. That's it. From your ankles to your knees to your groin to your hips, your chest, shoulders, down your arms, and back again. Can I come up and kiss you? You fell asleep there for a second, or two maybe. I love you, honey. baby, there's no need to worry about returning the favor. It wasn't really a favor, I just really wanted to take you in. I love you, baby. You really, really need to? Your kissing my neck is just fatal. Okay, okay. Do whatever comes to you. I trust you, love. Yeah, I'm getting doe eyes. Don't tease me about it. I feel shy, small and vulnerable. And I don't cross out the possibility of some tears. I love you, baby. And yeah, I'm nevertheless comfortable in trusting you. You... you want me to say what you're doing to me? Like, describe it. Okay. It sounds a bit like a game of charade. Okay, so you're kissing the entirety of my face, you goof. Take it, go on. Now, you're staring at my chest. And tracing around my nipples. You're smiley because they've hardened under your touch. I like it when you rest your head against my breast. I hope that the hardness of my nipples doesn't disturb your comfort. You're approaching them and gently kissing them. Can I make a request, Shiri? Can you suck them, please? My nipples got so sensitive because of your warm breath. I need you, please, can you? My hands cannot help but find their way over your back. I just want to hold you, press you into me. Wait, what are you doing? Why did you stop? Why are you moving down? I'm not scared. I'm just sensitive, sorry. Yeah, I'm okay. I love you. I can see you looking up at me. I like the way you run your tongue around in your mouth, making me anticipate. Please, may I have another request, my love? Please be gentle and take your time. You're coming up to my face and you start leaning. I love you too, baby. You're trailing your way down with bite-like kisses. It's like you're tasting the whole menu. You're near my pubis, where you let your head sit. I'm enjoying the warmth of your cheek on my belly. You're now laying next to me, pushing my hip into your chest, hugging me tight. You're gently bracing the insides of my thighs. I'm timidly parting my legs. You're looking away from me now, gazing at my mound. You're turning your gaze back to me and ask if I'm doing well. I'm okay, baby. I'm giving in to you. You're locking eyes with me as you continue hugging my thigh. You're pulling it towards you, opening me more. You're taking your other hand and you're tracing the forms of my vulva. That makes me both ticklish and aroused, my love. You look deep into my eyes as you gently cup my pussy. I feel like I'm engorging underneath the touch of your hand. You can go further, love. You're using your index to part my lips. You're chuckling a bit because I'm leaving wetness on your finger. You're gently unraveling my lips. You've reached my midline. You're uniting my clit and my opening with your up and down motion. You're now revealing my clit from its hood with the tip of your finger. You're circling its edges. You're gently holding it between your thumb and index. You're I'm losing myself in your eyes. Yeah, I can go on. Please do go on as well. You're caressing my clit between your fingers, and I'm feeling shivers down my spine. You're lifting your head off my belly and position your face between my legs. I guess my wetness is no longer a mystery, huh? I don't know why I'm getting shy. It feels like it's our first time. And the level of emotions and arousal is through the roof somehow. I love you too, honey. You're kissing my mound, my lips, my inner thighs, as you keep looking at me. You're kissing my clit. Your lips feel so pulpy and warm. You're taking your tongue out and circle around my yeah, I'm shaking. You're licking my lips, sucking them. You've reached my entrance. You can do whatever you please, baby. You're gliding around my opening, attempting to get it. Please penetrate me, my love. You're moving your fingers up and down as your tongue circles my opening. Yeah, I can hear the wetness too. Please get in, baby. You are taking your finger and... Baby, I don't think I can describe any longer. Honey, I think I'm going to your room. I'm gonna make a mess. Please get out of there. Oh my god. Love you so very much. Come here that so that I can kiss you. I need you inside of me, my love. I'm gently coming back down. If I meant it when I said I need you inside me. Yeah, I did, but I don't want you to... I don't want to force you or anything. You've pardoned from making me come? Well, is that so? Can I kiss you, please? Can we just cuddle for a bit? Yeah, thank you, baby. Yeah, I'm still shaking. I need to talk to you about something. Let me lock your eyes. I really want to apologize for how Glacian I've been lately. I really do love you deeply, and I'm truly sorry for having let the havoc of life get in the way of showing you my true feelings. I honestly feel connected to you in such an intangible yet essential way that I cannot imagine myself the same without you, my love. And this past, I don't know, maybe an hour, I'd say, brought us closer to each other. Which would be why I wouldn't want us to have sex just because we took care of the foreplay part, or because it would be a great way to doze off later. If we were to have sex now, I would be more like, I don't know, wanting to make love, enjoying our connection, delving one into the other, uniting our souls, like... So you don't want to just because it's on the table, you really feel the same? Yeah, get on top. I'm already inviting you, my legs open. It feels so unique to have you like this. Go slow at first. I like the way you're gliding your cock between my lips. It's as if they're getting to know each other. I love you so very much, honey. You're positioning yourself at my entrance. I want to feel your... to enjoy your every move as one. You can lay on me. I will be able to breathe, don't worry. I want to hug you tightly and to lock your hips. That's it. Lay your head next to mine so that you're comfortable too. It's okay, you can go in. I love you. Hatsu! It feels as if you're... Does it feel nice for you too? Reach my hand enough. Let us stay like this for a bit. I feel you so close to me, honey. It's like you're pinning a flag on my land. I love you, baby. I'm all yours, honey. Do as you see fit. You want to continue? You can continue if you want. I'm all yours. Open. Oh!
You don't mind? Oh, Jesus. Oh my God, the bed.
Would you like us to roll over so that I could ride you? I really, really need to. Okay. Does it feel nice? I'm glad. Okay. So, I think I'll start moving. Look into my eyes. Let me take you. I got so tight to you. You no longer fit. I still want us to come together embracing. Can you rest your back on the bedpan? Lift up a bit your bum? Yep. That way. Now I'll be mirroring that in front of you as I'm hugging you. You can lift me up as we go. You have the reins. Are you okay? Okay. You can go in, baby. I love you so much. Come for me. Come inside of me. Fill me up, please. Yeah, baby. Just like that. Then, are you okay? I love you so very much, baby. Damn the shower. I want to stay like this with you for a while. Is that okay? You feel grossed out? Yeah, you... It's true, you did contribute to the mess in so many various ways. Everything will turn out just fine as long as we're together, I promise. I love you very much, baby. And this night, well, maybe more like this morning, will be one to remember and cherish. It's all going to be okay. It takes love over cold and mind over matter to do what you do that you must, and the things that you hold can fall and be shattered or run through your fingers like. Thank you.